Hello, and welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church Ibako, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria. We hope that this message inspires you and builds your faith. Enjoy the message.
May your hours be sweet. May your days be sweet. May glory manifest in every areas of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, join me as we open our Bible to Matthew chapter 7 this morning. Matthew chapter 7, we read from 7 to 11. We shall be looking at the topic, prayer, the building block for great abundance. Everybody say with me, prayer. The building block for great abundance. Say it again, prayer. The building block for great abundance. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7. I read 7. Please read 8. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. That shows in essence that without asking, there is no giving. Without seeking, there is no finding. Without knocking, the door will remain shut. Your door will not remain shut in the name of Jesus. Door of blessings will not be shut against you in the name of Jesus. Now read verse 8. All right. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? That must be a wicked father. All right, can we now read verse 11 together? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Hallelujah. Amen. Asking is what brings you to the place of receiving. And in the name of Jesus, you will not stop asking. And you will not stop receiving in the mighty name of Jesus. So far, we have looked at about 3 things before today. We have looked about the importance of the word, because God upholds the earth. God upholds everything he created by the power of his word. The importance of obedience, we also look at it, because God can never go contrary to the principles that he has set. It cannot support illegality. And we also look at the value of faith, without which we cannot please God. We are like farmers expecting bumper harvest. Therefore, the ground must be cleared of every weed that will compete with our abundance. And the moment we clear the ground, we must proceed to wet the ground. Prayer is the wetting stage for the ground of your abundance. Hallelujah. For us to enjoy great abundance, the cycle must therefore be completed. Don't break the cycle. There must be a flow. It's a rounded figure, and so we must complete it. The word must be read until it fertilizes your heart for abundance. The word must be obeyed until God is convinced of your commitment, and you must please God in faith by your demonstration of confidence in his ability to deliver. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 verse 17, God calleth those things that be not as if they were. Actually, Abraham called forth Isaac before he could be planted in the mother's womb. As you call forth this year, the Lord will bring forth unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are quickly going to run through about 5 things, because we must pray. We must pray. Hallelujah. We are going to look first at the concept of prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is a way of having communion with God, asking him to intervene in your affairs based on what he has said in his word. Without the word, your prayer has no basis, has no foundation, has no roots. It is the word that is going to bring about. It is the word that you must read to his ear. Daddy, you said this, you said this in your word. So on that basis, please fulfill that which you have promised. The Bible tells me in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, so shall the words that proceed from his mouth be. It shall not return unto him void. It shall bring forth. It shall prosper in the things to which it pleases God. It pleases God to bless you. It pleases God to magnify you before the unbelievers. But there must be an asking before you can receive. In John chapter 14, verse 14, the Bible made us to understand, whatsoever, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. In whose name? In whose name? In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the legal tender in heaven. So when you take time to ask in his name, he will do it. In the book of Psalm number 18, verse 6, the Bible tells us about another definition of prayer. It says, in my distress, I call upon the Lord and cried out to my God, and he heard my voice from his temple. This year, the Lord will hear your voice. And my cry came before him, even to his ear. So prayer is calling and crying unto the Lord, your God, in times of distress, and God hearing your voice out of his temple. This year, your cry, your prayer will not become abomination before God in the name of Jesus. In the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible tells us how we should ask. Whatsoever, I said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to the will of the pastor, according to the will of the prophet, according to your own desire. No, he said, whatever you ask according to his will, he hears us. Listen to me. The will of God is penciled down in the Bible. The will of God, when a man is about to die and it takes time to write his will, the will is implemented to the letter, because that is how he desired that all his assets, all his property should be shared to his children and all the beneficiaries. So you are a beneficiary. The Bible says you are our heir and joint heirs to the Son. Hallelujah. You are heir and joint heirs to the Son. Therefore, as much as possible, if you go and dig deep into the will of your Father, you will know what your right is, what your benefits are, and they shall be delivered to you. Whatsoever you ask, with confidence, not with timidity, not with fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Prayer is the ladder that connects man to the throne room of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. As you ascend the throne of grace in this year 2021, you will not suffer disgrace in the name of Jesus. He says that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. In the time of need, in the time that you need help, you will not become helpless in the name of Jesus. You will not become hopeless in the name of Jesus. The Lord will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. So prayer is ascending the throne of grace so that you may obtain mercy. This is your year of mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Prayer is a force that brings down the power of God, which helps in breaking satanic strongholds against your life. Prayer is a force that brings down power of God, which helps in breaking satanic strongholds against your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down what? What do you pull down? Strongholds of wickedness, strongholds of lack, strongholds of sorrow. Prayer is that weapon by which you pull them down. The devil will never say he will not cross his boundary, but it is through prayer you put him where he belongs, breaking down the stronghold. The Bible tells me in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12, it says, from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and it is only the violent that taketh it by what? The devil does not understand the language of gentleness. What language does he understand? The language of force. Hallelujah. And so, you must be forceful. You must be powerful. You must not in any way accommodate him. Don't give him a foot, because he's going to take a mile. If you give the devil a foot, he will take a mile. Tell yourself, I will not give the devil a foot. I will not give the devil a foot. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please be alive this morning. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Prayer is the power that turns captivity around and releases great deliverance. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that did what? We were like them that did what? Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Then was our tongue filled with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things. When you really pray, people will see a turnaround in your life. This year, there shall be a turnaround in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say there shall be a turnaround in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are the son of the Most High God. The mark of the princeship, the mark of honor must be visible upon your life. Praise the Lord Almighty. In spite of the potency of prayer, in spite of the efficacy of prayer, a lot of people can preach about prayer. A lot of people can teach about prayer, but we spend very little time in the praying itself. May the Lord deliver us in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, when men slept, the enemy came and sowed bad seed. Every avenue through which the devil can sow bad seed, can sow evil seed into your life this very year, the blood of Jesus will block them in the name of Jesus. Number two, the command to pray. Prayer is never an appeal. Prayer is a command. Help me tell your neighbor, prayer is never an appeal. Prayer is a command. So, prayer is a command to the intent that whoever is not obeying that command is living in disobedience. Prayer is a command to the intent that whoever is not praying is living in disobedience. It's either is living in disobedience, is also satisfied with eating crumbs from the master's table. This year, you will take whole bread. You will take whole bread. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When a man is not praying, he's making himself a prey. He's opening his life to attack of the enemy. This year, you will not become a prey. In the mighty name of Jesus. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. The Bible says, men ought always to pray and not faint. You will not faint in the place of prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, beginning from verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? By what? By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto. Be anxious for many things. Is that what it says? Be crying about many things. Is that what the Bible says? Be anxious for how many things? For how many things? Nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And see, prayer is your access to peace in life. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. When people see you living in peace, They may not know the secret that you have sweat it out in prayer in the corners of your room. They see you living in joy. They don't know the secret. They thought it's one babalawo that has done it. Your father is greater than any babalawo. Your father is greater than the kings of this world. And so when you seek his face in the place of prayer, you are bound to enjoy peace on earth. I pray for you this year. This year shall be your year of peace in the name of Jesus. Jesus, our great example, he set aside time to pray. If Jesus can pray, you have no reason not to pray. You have no excuse not to pray. I don't have time. It's not an excuse. Listen to me. You are going inside your car. Nothing stops you. You are inside your routine. Nothing stops you from praying. Wherever you are, pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Pray with the words of your mouth. Pray inside your heart. Pray that will not become a prey, and you will not become a prey in the mighty name of Jesus. Abraham prayed for Isaac. Abraham prayed until his cousin was delivered from the hands of the angel of destruction. When we pray, brethren, whatever plan, whatever strategy that the enemy has put in place, that plan shall be nullified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says Herod, he arrested one of the disciples, I think it's James, and he was glorying himself in the death of James, and all of a sudden he sees Peter and he was thinking that he will be able to do away with Peter like he did with James. But the Bible says the church of God, they stood. It is time for the church of God all over the world to stand and take our position in the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil is boxing us to a corner. We must rise and take that which belongs to us. The Bible says the church prayed and Peter was set free. This is a season of liberation for us as a church. In the mighty name of Jesus, every chain holding you from praying, the power of the Most High God shall break them into pieces. In the name of Jesus. It is good that prayer is a command. Number three, what are the principles that we should follow in asking so that we can receive? The principles of asking and receiving. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm, number 100, you don't just barge into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Deacon Agbeyegbe is a friend of mine to the glory of God. And I just wake up in the morning. I needed to collect something from him. I don't have to behave as if I am the one who kept the money in his hand. No good morning, no good afternoon, no good evening. I just look at him and say, "Give me. I need 100,000 from you." If he had wanted to give me, do you think he will give me? If he wants to respect me, maybe he will give me 5,000. That is all I have. Even when he has the ability to give that 100,000. There is only password that launches you into the presence of the Almighty God. That password is thank you. What is the password? I can't hear you. When Jesus was teaching the apostles how to pray, he said, "Say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." When you give God honor, he will give you honor. When you honor God, he will honor you. Praise the Lord Almighty. Say this morning, "I will honor God." Says, "I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving." Listen to me. Ingratitude makes a man to stay at the gate when he should have entered into the courts. Ingratitude completely stagnates a man at the gates instead of entering into the court. I will enter into his gate. The gate is not meant for the children of God. You are meant to be in the courts. Hallelujah. The court of your father to demand from him, "Daddy, you know, sir, you promised me this thing. It is time. I need that thing right now." It is children who enter into the courts. The messengers, they remain at the gates. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Enter with the password, "Thank you." The moment you show gratitude to God, you are bound to receive from him. Every power holding you at the gate of life, ever paralyze your hand today in the name of Jesus. There was a time in life I started worrying about some things. But I read a book and said, if you have been praying and you have been asking about certain things and it seems as if it is very elusive, why not introduce praise? And I started waking up early in the morning, dancing before the Lord Almighty. I here testify to you, I receive peace of heart. Hallelujah. I receive it. I introduce that peace to you through the work of praise. This morning, every blessing that is due to you will not be consumed by the wicked in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. Never assume that God knows what your need is. Ask. Nobody receives until you have asked. People who don't know God and the way He works. Sorry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 32. Maybe I didn't get it well. The Bible says there, He said, your Father who is in heaven, He knows what your need is. But He says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything in His name, what will He do? What will He do? If you ask anything in line with His will, if you suddenly say, Holy Ghost, give me the wife of Oluwadipe, will God answer you? He can't go against His will. It is not His will to give you another man's wife. So look for your own. Praise God. Praise God. Father, as soon as I wake up in the morning tomorrow, I want to see a Pajero Jeep parked in front of my house. Is it possible? If you believe, it can come. But start from somewhere. Hallelujah. Start from little things and climb up. Let your faith be building up. You just wake up in the morning and say, Lord, a furnished apartment in Lekki, and you have never even gathered 1,000 in your bank accounts. Ask in line with the will of God. God, kill Buhari for me before tomorrow morning. Is that what God said we should do? We said we should pray for those who are in what? Those who are in where? Those who are in authority. And you now say, Holy Ghost, send killer angel to kill that Baba before morning. God will not answer such prayers. Praise the Lord. You can pray that God will help him to give him wisdom to rule the affairs of men. So when you are asking, one of the principles is that you must ask according to the will of God. The will of God is the value document on which His blessings can be released. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. The Bible says, for all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God. All the promises of God have been written, have been documented in His word. And when you access those promises, the blessings will be yours. I pray that the Lord will deposit this blessing in our life this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, make sure you ask for specific things before the Lord. Make sure you ask for what type of things? Specific things before the Lord. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Now they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Did he obtain mercy? Mercy brought him before Jesus in spite of the crowd. I pray for somebody in the house. Whatever is that thing you have been asking, mercy will bring you to the place of answer. Mercy will bring you to the place of solution. Mercy will bring you to the place of deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. He got to the presence of Jesus. And Jesus asked him, can you imagine? Who would have thought that Jesus would have known the need of this man? You are seeing a blind man and he's asking for mercy. Yet you are still asking me, what do you want me to do for you? Until you open your mouth to ask, there is no giving. That's what it means. He had to open his mouth and say that I might receive my sight. And the God of immediately answered him. As you ask this year, the Lord God of immediately, he will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop beating about the bush. Ask for specific aid. Don't just say, Lord, it's our year of great abundance. Great abundance in which area? As far as I'm concerned, I want great abundance in my health. I want great abundance of joy. No sorrow for me. No lying on sick bed. Good health. I want to be boisterous. I want to be dynamic. So every day I keep on praying it. God, you have said in your word that you wish above all things that I will live in good health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. In the name of Jesus. When you ask, ask in the name of Jesus. In whose name? I can't hear you. In whose name? John chapter 14, 13 and 14. It was emphasized and re-emphasized. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The name of Jesus is a legal tender. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 10, he said God hath highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Sorrow will bow before you. Calamity will bow before you. Sudden death will bow before you. Accident will bow before you. When you mention the name of Jesus, principalities and powers, they will begin to give way this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask in faith. Ask in faith. Ask in faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, he said, believe. Therefore, I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, what do you do next? Believe that you receive them and you will have them. Faith is evidence before evidence. Faith is taking hold of evidence in your spirit man before the evidence is delivered to you physically. Hallelujah. Abraham received Isaac before Isaac was conceived. If you can take hold of it in your spirit, you will get it in the physical. If you can take hold of it in the spirit realm, believing God. Listen, prayer is useless when you don't have faith enough to receive it. Prayer is a waste of time, a waste of energy. If you don't have faith that the God that you serve can do it. Please, Nii, can you talk to your ushers who are talking outside there? Can you talk to them? Can you talk to them? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that must come to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There is no point seeking God if you don't have the confidence he can do it. There is no point. It is because you have the confidence. That's why you approach the throne of grace so that you can obtain mercy. Praise the Lord Almighty. And so, when you enter through the password, you also conclude your matter with the password. Conclude your prayer with thanksgiving. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And listen, when you pray, anxiety is taken off your life. When you pray, the peace of God is multiplied unto you. Even when physically you have not received it, in the spirit realm you have received it, and God has already said to you, this year heaven will say to you in the name of Jesus. What are the hindrances to prayer? Number four, hindrances to prayer. The number one that tops above all of them is sin, a life of sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible says, he who commits sin, disobedience is sin, arrogance is sin, pride is sin, doubt is sin, sin of different ramifications. That is why the foundation must be properly laid this year, so that you don't just pray in vain, so that this year does not just go like just a passing without leaving a deposit in your life. He who commits sin is of the devil, because the devil sins from the beginning. In Romans chapter 14 verse 23, the Bible says, whatever is not of faith, it is also sin. So that's why I said, sin is the global language from it. The Bible says, he that doubted is damned, because he did not believe. Instead of damnation, you will receive commendation this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. What of bitterness? You are bitter against your brother. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. Hebrews 12, 15. The Bible says in Hebrews number 12 verse 15. Hebrews 12, 15. The Bible says, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Listen to me. The first victim of bitterness are those who harbor bitterness. The first victim, the first person to die of bitterness are those who harbor it. Look at that sister. Look at the way she's greeting me. She doesn't know my status. She doesn't know this. Look at him. You hate your brother with passion. You hate your sister with passion. And the Bible says, whoever hates his brother is dwelling in death. Prayer becomes abomination before God when you have not forgiven your brother. He said, if you cannot forgive your fellow human being, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Can you imagine if you offend Dickin Agbeyewe? You can run to God and say, Father, I have sinned. I have offended this man. But what happens when you offend God and God is against you? Deal with your arrogance before it will deal with you. The last one is lack of love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6b. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6b. He says, what matters is something far more interior. Faith expressed in love. No matter your belief. That is why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I give all my body to be burned and I don't have charity, everything is fruitless. Can you just ask yourself, why have I been praying all these years? Why have I been hearing the testimonies of others? Why is my own not being heard? Go inside yourself. Is there bitterness? Go inside yourself. Is there unforgiveness? Go inside yourself. Is there doubt? Is there disobedience? Sit here. You say, it is here you want to sit. Stay for Sunday school. No. Kia kia, a service end. You are on your way home. Where are you going? Family meeting. Because of Ankara, they will share at the end of the meeting. You leave eternal for temporary. May the Lord open our spiritual eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you are running away from the Sunday school, where are you running to? To go and sit before the television so as to be reading about incantation. In Kataba, we forgot Logbongbo. Check your spiritual life. Check your spiritual antenna this year, and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And finally, this morning, before we pray, what are some of the benefits of prayer? Alfred Tennyson, he said, more things are wrought through prayer than this world dreams of. More things are wrought through prayers than this world dreams of. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. The place of prayer is the place of power. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. I pray for somebody in the house, whatever area you have been powerless, as you take time to begin to pray from today, the power of God will return to your life. The power of God will return to your home. The power of God will return into your ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, devil will no longer find your life an opportunity to deposit rubbish. In the mighty name of Jesus, the place of power is the place of victory. When you pray, you will not become a prey. I say to somebody, you will not become a prey. Prayer provides avenue for asking and receiving. It is only when you ask that you receive. It is only when you seek that you find. It's only when you knock that the door will be opened. Praying to God is our means of expressing confidence in His ability to provide. Hence, we worry less, complain less, or grumble less. Prayer is an opportunity for us to express our confidence in God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, don't let us murmur like some of the people who murmur. Instead of murmuring, stay in the place of prayer. Be tall on your knee. Let your feet be strong in the place of prayer. If you know that sleep is disturbing you, pace up and down in your room and pray. When you take time to pray, God will take time to answer. No complain, as some of them also complain and were destroyed by the destroyer. I pray for somebody in the house. Every hand of the destroyer, the Lord will destroy it over your life in the name of Jesus. Prayer is another fuel of faith. The more you receive, the more you ask, the more you receive, the better your faith becomes. The better your confidence is boosted. And finally, this morning, I need you to know that prayer is healthy for us as Christians. When you carry, the Bible says, casting all your cares. Those things that should have given you high blood pressure, those things that should have given you heart palpitation, you just carry them and say, Baba, take, deal with it, and then you are at rest. He said, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall be your portion. If there is always a man to ask, there is always a God to listen. There is always a God to answer. He said, the hand of the Lord is not short, neither is his ear deaf that he cannot hear. But our iniquity is the one that has cut short the hand of the Almighty God. From today, the hand of the Lord will prosper in your life. The hand of the Lord will prosper in your home. The hand of the Lord will prosper in your business. In the mighty name of Jesus. If there is always a man to ask, there will always be a God to answer. Rise up on your feet this morning and say, Father, I am available to ask. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am available. I am standing tall in the place of prayer this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, light my candle in the place of prayer. Holy Spirit, keep me alive in the place of prayer. No more deadness, no more sleeping. In the name of Jesus, my God and my Savior, wake me up. Wake me up. Wake me up by day. Wake me up by noon. Wake me up at night. In the mighty name of Jesus, enough is enough. Holy Spirit, enough is enough. I take that which belongs to me from the hand of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, some people are still talking. Some people are still praying. Some people are still playing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I have come to this place of power. I have come to this place of blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, brethren, to the Rabba, ba 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 ba. I will no longer give that which belongs to me to the devil anymore. I will no longer allow the devil to sow weed into my garden. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take over my territory by the force of prayer this very morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My Father and my God, strengthen my feet. Strengthen my feet, strengthen my knee, in the place of prayer, open your mouth. If your knees are weak, Holy Spirit, strengthen my knee. If your feet are weak, Holy Spirit, strengthen my feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, brother Toria, brother Teria, brother Debosa, Baba Yaya, Brandoria, Brotento, Baba Baye, brother Dede, Baba Ye, Brasento, Baba Yaya, brother Debe, Malikezo, Brayaya, Brasento. Holy Ghost, strengthen my faith in the place of prayer. Strengthen my name in the place of prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, Bratin Toria, Bratin Toria, Bratin Toria, Bratin Toria, Baba Baba Baba, Bobo Body Dede, Brande Yelebor, Bratin Toria, Baba Sendo, Brade Debia, Uri Canto, Brade Debia, Bratin Toria, Ukare Cantoria, Brentoria Labaye, Basandari Debose. Thank you, Blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My Father and my God, every sin that is hindering my prayer, sin of doubt, sin of disobedience, sin in any ramification, blood of Jesus, wipe it away. Blood of Jesus, wipe it away. Sins of unforgiveness, bitterness in my spirit, against the pastor, against the pastorate, against his wife, against any member, any sin of bitterness, blood of Jesus, uproot it. Blood of Jesus, uproot it. In the mighty name of Jesus, praise it, Oria. Every form of sin in any area of my life, sin that have taken root in my life, hindering me from praying, my God and my Savior, today let that sin be uprooted. Disobedience be uprooted. Bitterness be uprooted. In the mighty name of Jesus, brother de Boza, Baba Baba, brother de Baba Locose, Brande Birabo, brother de Bia, Masandoria, Eric Andoria, Brandori de Baba Yaya, Baba Yaya, Osendoria, Uri Dabaye, Branda de Debo, Brande de Bia, Eric Osunde. Thank you, Blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Oh, you spirit of destruction, keeping me away from the place of prayer, lose your stronghold over my life. Spirit of destruction that can bring about destruction, in the mighty name of Jesus, lose your stronghold. Oh, I am too busy. I don't have time. I will go to work. My God and my Savior, every spirit of destruction affecting my life from praying, my God and my Savior, today, deliver me by your mighty power. Deliver me in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Deviabo, Baba Baba, Baba Baba, Oh, Sendoria, Reke Dede, Brother Dede, Brande Dede, Bakandaya, Brondaya, Brande Dedeba, Bambalale, Brosendoria, Reke Dedebo, Brandaya, Babale Gonze, Vare Dendoria, Brandele Bolaose, Vivale Gento, Varada Dade, Brode Debia, Brosendoria, Pida Cosanda, Baba Baba Baye, Edebo Sendoria, Reke Zondaria, Dendere Debida Bode, Baba La Gandaria. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your hands, raise your hand like this. Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost, arise and fight my battle. Fight my battle. Holy Ghost, arise and fight my battle. I want you to clap your hands. Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost, arise up and fight my battle.
Fight my battle, fight my battle. Holy Ghost, arise
up and fight my battle. My God, every battle confronting my life, sin battle or sin battle, Holy Ghost arise, fight for me. Holy Ghost arise, fight for me. Battle at work, battle in business, battle in my health, battle in my marriage. Holy Ghost arise, fight my battle. 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 Fight for me, O Lord. Fight for me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Fight for me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Brother Debia, Baba Baba Baba, Baba Legose, Brother Terrier, Holy Lele, Mama Mama Mama, Brother Dede, Brother Dede, Brother Kansede, Brother Dede, Brother Baye, Brother Dede, Brother Dede, Baba Baba Baba, Holy Lele Bosa, Brother Dondelia. Thank you, Blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and it is only the violent that taketh it by force. Say, my Father and my God, every good thing that the enemy has collected from me, I collect it back in the name of Jesus. I collect it back in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that the enemy has collected from my life, Holy Ghost, I collect it back. Thank you, Blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My Father and my God, every stronghold against my prayer life, break off in the name of Jesus. Every satanic chain against my prayer life, break, 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 break. Every siege of wickedness against my prayer life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, you spirit of confusion, manifesting in the area of my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Spirit of confusion, confusion, spirit of confusion, scatter, scatter, scatter. Confusion in marriage, confusion in business, confusion in relationship. You spirit of confusion, scatter, scatter. Confusion in decision, scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, you spirit of cobweb. Hey, there are some of us who are sleeping. Oh, you spirit of cobweb, manifesting as hindrance on my way of progress, be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Cobweb spirit, be consumed in the name of Jesus. 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 Brashedede. Brakedede. Bayayalezo, Bradede, Bradede, Bashandele, Brakesoda, Bradedebo, Bashade. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, you Prince of Persia, sent to hinder my life, sent to hinder my progress, I command you to fall down. and be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Every prince of Persia, every Pharaoh manifesting in the area of prayer, hindering my prayer, hindering my blessing, hindering my progress. Irabosa, Yayelebosa, Bredebosa, Virade, Brakesoda, Bredebia, Bradede, Basendo, Bradede, Bacasunde, Bradede, Bradede, Basande, Brodede, Brasentoria. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to know that God does not hear the cry of sinners. The only cry God is expecting is, have mercy on me. Is there somebody in the house this morning that wants to tap into that mercy? You want to ascend that mercy seat so that your sins can be forgiven, so that your name can be written, so that you can pray as you are praying and receive meaningful results. With a raise of your hand, I will pray for you from here. And I know that our God hears and answers prayer. You have been living in sin. You have been living in disobedience. You are doubting the word of God. You are living in fornication, particularly as he's being ministered to me now. Fornication, fornication. Spirit of fornication is still in your life. And you are asking God, Father, rescue me. Deliver me this morning. Raise your right hand. I will pray for you from here. Raise your right hand. The Lord recognizes that hand. The Lord recognizes that hand. Please raise it well. It's an identification with God. It's an identification with God. I have seen that hand. I've seen that hand. The Lord recognizes your hand, and the Lord is going to show you mercy this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you are a good God. The Bible says you say you will have mercy on whosoever you have mercy. You will have compassion on whosoever you have compassion. Father, this morning, as these hands are raised, let mercy show up for them. Let mercy show up for them. Whatever sins they have committed, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, push it behind you. Let a new chapter be opened in their life. Father, write their names in the Lamb's book of life, and your name alone shall be glorified. Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Finally, pray this prayer with me. Say, my Father, my God, restore fire to my prayer life. Restore fire to my prayer life. In the name of Jesus, restore fire, restore fire, restore fire, restore fire, restore fire, restore fire, restore fire.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you were blessed by this message and look forward to having you next week. Make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. You can also follow us at Foursquare Jeb on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. God bless you.